and welcome to the first episode of the Real News Report. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. I'm an investigative journalist and chief editor of the website OccupyCorporatism.com. And you might have heard me this morning on Govern America with Darren Weeks. I'm a regular on his show. I wanted to give a little background about who we are and why you should listen. I'm joined by my co-host, David Posel.
Hey there.
And I've been an investigative journalist for about a year now. We started the website basically because I was just sick and tired, like most of you are, of being lied to in the mainstream media. And when I started looking up what they meant when they came up with their little idioms or corporations that they work with, or, you know, just Googling the information and researching and finding out what is actually happening behind the scenes and digging in past what CBS News or MSNBC or the Today Show or Fox News tells you, I realized that there's a lot more going on. And with the 2008 crash and realizing what they were doing, what the banks were doing with our fiat system, it really woke me up in a very shaking, violent kind of, oh my God, I can't believe that these conspiracy theories are actually real. So I decided to put together the website and write articles for you guys, for the listeners, for the readers, for people who wanted to know what I want to know. I'm probably like you. I want to know who's doing what. And I want to know why they're doing it. I want to know how long. And I want to know how deep these relationships go. And I want to travel down the rabbit hole as far as it takes me, just like you do. And so that's what Occupy Corporatism is about, and that's why we started the website. And my husband is my co-host, and he's very supportive, and he helps me do the research. He helps me with the technical aspect and the business aspect of the website, because unfortunately, you know, things cost money in America, and I do have sponsors on my website, but I want you to know that I've checked all of them out. I've vetted every single one of them, and I would never, ever endorse anything that I wouldn't buy or don't have in my own home. Right, David?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've checked every single one of these guys out. I actually go through multiple conversations. We usually talk to these people for at least 3 or 4 hours before we even consider them as a supporter.
Right, and I've had people that wanted to turn my source links into advertisements, and I said no. The source links, ladies and gentlemen, I spend hours and days doing research, and the source links are impeccable. That's the backbone of what I do. Check my source links. But one of the things that I want to bring to the Real News Report is I want to educate you. I'm just like you, okay? I'm sitting at home looking at this stuff saying, what is going on? And what can we do to stop this? So I want you to take the journey with me. I want you to go through my source links. When you go to OccupyCorporatism.com, click on the source links and check out the information and go past me. You know, go beyond me. And you can always email me at admin@OccupyCorporatism.com and let me know what you think. Let me know what you found. A lot of my listeners and a lot of my readers, they give me tips, they give me information, and then a couple of days later, they'll see an article up on my website, because we're all in this together, and they're not going to tell us what's going on. We have to find out. And I don't think we should wait 10 years before they declassify information before we find out how we got shafted. So let's all share. We're all in this together. Let's help each other out. We'll take this short break and we'll be back. You're listening to the Real News Report.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Back to the Real News Report. Thanks for joining us again. I had this whole show, this first episode, I had this whole thing planned out. I write articles, 2 articles a day. I take Sundays off, 6 days a week. And I had all this news to bring to you, and I was excited. And then I woke up in the morning, and I found out that something that we have been, in the alternative media, have been talking about for years is actually coming true. So I look on CBS News and I see FEMA camps. They've opened up the FEMA camps and they're taking the people who they're calling them Sandy survivors in New Jersey. They're putting them in FEMA camps. And just a couple of days ago, I was reporting on the fact that FEMA had closed down 10 of their stations due to inclement weather. That's what FEMA is there for, because they're having inclement weather. Because of the nor'easter and because of what happened with Sandy. And here they are closing down these stations. And now, because over 433,000 people are without power. And, so let's open up the FEMA camps. You know, we'll give you a warm blanket. We'll give you a juice box. You'll be fine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then, so they've got the closed jails that they're opening up for and they're using malls. And ladies and gentlemen, I reported on this a couple of months, about a month back, that DHS was getting together with Simon Properties with the See Something, Say Something campaign. And they were going to be beta testing all over the country, using the See Something, Say Something campaign. And Goldman Sachs all of a sudden is creating this pump and dump scheme where they're boosting or trying to boost the stock in Simon Properties. And why would DHS want to have interest in Simon Properties? And why would Goldman Sachs, who seems to be involved in a couple of false flags with the BP oil spill, and the 9/11. When I see those two guys dealing up with Simon Properties, I first think, oh my God, they're going to start ushering people in malls. And bam, there it is this morning. These FEMA camps have opened up in Oceanport in New Jersey. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, earlier this week, I wrote about this contract, this five-year contract that the DHS and in New Jersey and the state of New Jersey signed with Radiant RFID chip. And go look that up, Radiant RFID. It's a five-year contract where they would use RFID chips in disaster areas to chip people so that they can keep control over them and know where they are and keep evacuees together, the families together. So what is this going to be, ladies and gentlemen? Is this going to be you go to the FEMA camp, you get your juice pack and your warm blanket and an RFID chip?
Yeah, right. Well, according to Profit Central, stocks like Lowe's and Home Depot are actually going through a tremendous upswing in profit because of Hurricane Sandy. And previously, their companies, you know, the stock was driven by the foreclosure market. And, you know, speaking of foreclosures, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have already decided to temporarily halt their foreclosures in the Sandy disaster areas. Now, what do you want to bet? That those derivatives are actually probably counterinsured for six times the home value, and they're waiting for, you know, these tens of millions of dollars in underhanded insurance money that they're going to get from those people. Meanwhile, they're taking and putting the residents in FEMA camps. They're microchipping them. They got no place to live. I mean, what are the odds?
Yeah, exactly. We see with the mortgage foreclosures, with the fraud that's the whole thing. It's we say Ponzi scheme, and we've said it so many times that we're desensitized to it. But this is the Ponzi scheme of all Ponzi schemes. Okay, they not only took your money when you signed that mortgage note. And by the way, folks, if you go to OccupyCorporatism.com, put in the search bar $43 trillion bankster lawsuit. Please read this article. Inside that article, you can click on the actual court documents. This is real, folks. There's a lot of propaganda going around on the internet. It's probably the banksters. It's some of the people in the foreclosure market who are making money off of the banksters. But this is the lawsuit that is going to bring down the banks, and it's in federal court right now. So what they did was they took your money. When you signed that mortgage note, they took your money and put it in an offshore account. Then every time you go to pay your mortgage, your monthly bill, they take that money and put it in an offshore account. Then they took it and bundled it up and sold it on the stock market and put that money in an offshore account. Then they sold derivatives and insurance and took that money and put it in an offshore account. And then they put a foreclosure notice on your front door and you're homeless. So what are the odds, like David said, what are the odds that they're doing this, oh, it seems really nice, they're going to waive the money on your monthly mortgage while this disaster is going on. But what are the odds, ladies and gentlemen, that this is all just a scheme to make money off of the back end, which we know that they're doing? They don't do anything unless it's monetarily valuable to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen it. They actually have these homes counterinsured. Despite all the foreclosures that have happened in the last 5-10 years, they're all counterinsured. This is one of the smoking guns that we're finding out. And the $43 trillion lawsuit explains how this is working, where the banks actually create their own insurance companies internally. They pay themselves 5 or 6 times the value of the foreclosure. They make sure that you can't make your payments, and then they just sit on the house, and they let it go and go and go, and they collect all this counterinsurance money. And then they finally sell it at auction. And again, that doesn't mean that it's not a derivative any longer. It's still being traded on the stock market. It's still in play. So they're going to collect all that money again.
And then what do we see? We see QE3. We see Ben Bernanke come in and say, oh, don't worry about it. I'm going to help you. I'm going to buy back at $85 billion a month the mortgage-backed securities. I'm going to help you. No, he's not. He's buying up land in the United States. He's the biggest landowner in this country. You want the central banker as the landowner of the entire country? Is that what we want, folks? Think about this. He's buying back the mortgage-backed securities. This is the debacle that the banks, in conjunction with the central bankers, who Ben Bernanke is one of, the technocrats, the guys who are imploding our fiat and imploding our countries and imploding economies all over the world. And now he's going to own every piece of land because it's QE and infinity, right? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. How long do you think it would take before every piece of property that was securitized is going to be in the hands of Ben Bernanke or whoever, you know, he says he's going to step down in 2014. So whoever's going to replace him, it doesn't matter. He's a puppet anyway.
Well, this is the Hegelian dialectic applied to Agenda 21, essentially.
Yes, this is Agenda 21, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. They own all the land. So the bank doesn't, the bank's no longer in play, right? They don't care about whether or not you refi or you do a modification. And they're kicking you out of your home. You think Ben Bernanke's going to treat you any differently? And then they've got these regions. They say, hey, look, I don't want you on my land. Think about that, folks. Ben Bernanke owns the land. He doesn't want you on it. Where are you supposed to go? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, look over here to the left. We've got a FEMA camp, or we've got a mega region, or we've got a an area over here that you can live in a stack 'em and pack 'em in these shoe boxes, in these 222-square-foot apartments that they're building in Boston and New York and San Francisco. San Francisco is my favorite because they're building the 150-square-foot apartments. That's the size of your parking space. Go out and look at your parking space and see if you can fit everything in your house in that little space.
Oh, let's not forget shared community showers, shared bathrooms, shared everything. Oh, and you don't have a refrigerator, and you can eat the food that we supply you.
Right, and don't forget about the vertical farms. I wrote about that, ladies and gentlemen, on OccupyCorporatism.com. Don't forget about the vertical farms, because these are like, I've seen pictures where they're Ferris wheels, or pictures where they're propped up on like pyramids, if that doesn't send a signal to you, right?
That's very fitting.
On the sides of skyscrapers, on top of these smart buildings, that's all the food. There's going to be no trucking in food anymore. There's going to be no shipping in food from other countries. And I'm not going to comment on whether or not that's a good thing, because we all have an opinion about that. But what I'm going to focus on here is the fact that when this vertical farm runs out of food, you run out of food. Oh, and by the way, your building's smarter than you are, because your building is controlling how much water you get, how much electricity you use, how much waste you're allowed to expel. I mean, I don't want to get graphic here, ladies and gentlemen, but when you're talking about controlling a population, these people, they've been planning this for centuries, and they've thought of everything. This building, if you're in the middle of your shower and you run out of water credits, bam, your shower's done. Soap in your eyes.
Let's hope your place doesn't catch on fire, that you're in trouble.
And if you've used up all of your energy credits, bam, you get shut off. I hope it's not wintertime when that happens. And this is where we're moving toward. This is what we have to look forward to in the future. If we don't, A, wake up, B, the people who are awake need to start to get motivated and do some research for yourself, folks, because that's what this program is about. I want to bring you the information that I found, but I want you to go beyond me, like I've already said. I want you to do the research yourself, because we're at that critical stage. We're at that moment where we need to be informed, and we need to stop complying with the system. And when I say stop complying with the system, I mean, if you voted, no offense, you're an accessory to the future crimes that this dictator, this communist in chief, is about to commit. And trust me, if you thought the first 4 years was anything, wait for the sequel, right? The second film is always better.
Yeah. Well, just think about that. 250, 300 more executive orders on top of the ones that have already been passed.
He signed 141 executive orders in 4 years. Now, that sounds like a lot to you and me. But in 2 years, former President Bill Clinton signed 243 executive orders.
Wow.
And George Bush Jr. signed, don't quote me on this, I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's close to 300.
Wow.
So, what is this guy going to do? We know what his agenda is. If you've looked up the NDAA, you know what his agenda is. If you've looked at the National National Defense Authorization Preparedness, sorry, it's a mouthful, you know what he's about. And let me take a quick break, and I will see you guys on the other side of this.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, thank you for joining us. You're listening to the Real News Report, and thanks for hanging in there with us. I wanted to shift gears a little bit and focus in on something that has been on our minds a lot, because they're trying to take our Second Amendment rights. And we saw with James Holmes, and we saw with the Sikh shooter, and we saw with our Congress, they're saying we can't buy ammunition online, basically rendering our guns ineffectual. And the UN Arms Trade Treaty, and this is something that, this is a story that I broke on my website, and I've been following it, and guess what, folks? They're back. They didn't go away. You know, we thought, They'll just go away. You know, they want to disarm the entire country. They want to disarm the entire world. They'll just go away. No, folks, they're meeting again in March, and they just met recently. And I covered this on my website. UN Arms Trade Treaty gaining ground as globalist scheme to disarm the world. The Arms Trade Treaty, the UN Arms Trade Treaty, is the blueprint, like Agenda 21 is the blueprint to take over the planet. This is how they're going to take all of the guns. They want to disarm every single citizen on the globe, period. Because you get real peaceful when you can't defend yourself and you're staring down the barrel of one of those blue berets and they're telling you to do something. Like what's going on in New Jersey right now. Let's just say, for argument's sake, they're under martial law. Okay, they have no rights. They have no Second Amendment rights. They have no rights, period. So the Army's already been told that they need help restoring power. Okay, the local governments have said to the national armed forces, look, we need you to come in here and help us. We've got over 150,000 people without power. We need you to help restore the power. That's great. So we've got armed forces in there. And then let's say they knock on your door and say, hey, guess what, guys? We want you to come to the FEMA camp because we've got these juice packs and warm blankets for you. And you say, you know, I'm fine. I've got my water here. I've got everything. All of a sudden, you're staring down the barrel of a gun. No, you're coming with us. That's what martial law is about. And that's what we're looking at here. We're seeing a beta test here in our Northeast. Meanwhile, the arms trade treaty is going on behind the scenes. And this is so that the UN can tell this government, you know, this fascist dictatorship that we're under, thanks to communist in chief Barack Obama, that we can't have our guns. We can't have ammunition. We can't defend ourselves. The mandates or the rights that we have been imbued with by our founding fathers in our constitution as a constitutional republic, this all needs to be revoked because this doesn't fit in with a global agenda. And that's basically what it's coming down to, folks. It doesn't fit in their global agenda. And if it doesn't fit in, it has to go. And talking about things that are going, let's talk about all the key players that are just magically leaving town as this Chicago Mafia settles in for another 4 years. I don't know if you folks were surprised, but I've been talking a lot about Benghazi. I've been talking about that since it happened, and I've dug into it very deeply. And I know that there's a lot of talk about who did what and who was in charge of what, but I find it very interesting that all of a sudden Hillary Clinton is so tired that she needs to take a break and she's stepping down. And I also find it very interesting that John Kerry, who was in Skull and Bones with George Bush Jr., right?
Oh, he's related, isn't he?
Yeah, they're all related. By the way, guys, just as a side note, check out and see how related they all are to each other, and then you'll find out whether or not we live under a monarchy, you know? But anyway, that's a side note. Hillary Clinton is stepping down, and John Kerry, who's chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is one of the people that might replace her. Samantha Power. This was a name that really stuck out in my head because Samantha Power was given the special assistant to Obama's seat as well as the head of the Office of the Multilateral Affairs and Human Rights Council. And this was established about mid-year when Obama stood on the steps of the Holocaust Memorial in Washington and said, if you don't support Israel, to all the corporations, if you don't support Israel, you can't do business here in the United States. Isn't that interesting, folks?
Yeah. IFAC has a really serious stranglehold. I'm starting to think this is the United Marxist State of Sharia, one nation under Obama.
Well, Obama's best friends with the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, before Morsi got put into power, folks, he had the Muslim Brotherhood over for tea and crumpets, some conversation, maybe a game or two. And then after Morsi gets put into power, he sends over several million dollars worth of aid as a, I think, as a congratulations, but he calls it foreign aid. So we're seeing a massive exodus here in this administration. And it's like musical chairs. Eric Holder, he's leaving. Isn't he in the middle of getting in trouble for Fast and Furious? Shouldn't Clinton be responsible or held responsible for her part in what happened to U.S. Ambassador Stevens? Shouldn't these people who are just jumping ship, shouldn't they have to be held accountable for what they're doing? I mean, to be honest, they're working under a certain capacity right now. And even if they leave... I hear the music. I will get back to this on the other side of this break, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call Get Berkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, we are back with the Real News Report, and we were talking about the key players who have been involved in some of the most egregious false flags and debacles in the Obama administration over the last 4 years, and now everybody's jumping ship, they're going home. And one of the things that I found very shocking was David Petraeus, director of the CIA. He's resigning. Why? Because he had an extramarital affair. Well, let's be honest, folks. I don't know of too many men who cheat on their wives and quit their jobs. Do you?
No, not exactly. That's not really the situation. I mean, look at Bill Clinton. He stayed president.
Exactly. Look at JFK.
Right.
He was still president until they shot him. By the way, folks, I just saw a video, JFK assassination exposed. And if you go to the Facebook page for Occupy Corporatism, you can see this video. If you haven't seen it already, it's from Bill Cooper. I suggest you see it. Because what I learned after watching that film is with every situation that they create and every false flag that they enact, they always have a built-in conspiracy theory. And here with the JFK assassination, the built-in conspiracy theory was the grassy knoll, right?
Right.
The guy who, the shooter in the grassy knoll. It couldn't have been the guy up in the depository because the bullet would have had to defy all laws of physics. So it was the guy in the grassy knoll. No, folks, pay attention to the driver. go Google that, JFK assassination exposed, and pay attention to the driver. Don't ever take your eyes off the driver. And if you want to know who we're dealing with and what they're capable of, watch that film. And I suggest you watch it until you get it. But getting back to Petraeus, this guy's leaving, and Senator Dianne Feinstein says, hey, Petraeus, don't worry about it. We understand. I don't think that you should be leaving because you cheated on your wife, but hey, I understand you got to go. And listen, by the way, we're not going to ask you to attend the hearing that we're having next week on Benghazi. Isn't that incredible? Ladies and gentlemen, U.S. Ambassador Stevens, he could have also had the term CIA asset. He was working with the CIA, gathering intelligence on all of the militias and all of the Islamic extremists, including Salafis and Muslim Brotherhood, who work in Libya with the National Transitional Council, which is a de facto government that our government put into place to take over after we took out Gaddafi. And because they have a seat at the UN, they're considered a legitimate government. But you might want to think about this another way. The UN has terrorists sitting at the UN making decisions. So I'm just a farmer, guys. I'm just planting some seeds here. I hope something grows. But Petraeus doesn't have to answer for his involvement in Benghazi. Clinton doesn't have to answer for her involvement in Benghazi. Holder, who cares if we're running guns to other countries? And who cares, right?
Yeah. Who cares about derivatives? Who cares about fraud? Who cares about all this stuff? You know, and ultimately, it's the American people that are getting screwed here. And everybody else as well, because, you know, through these different regimes that we've allowed to come and go, and the next one that's coming, of course, and a lot of these people like John Kerry and all these, you know, they're all related to Bush. It's going to be the same thing over and over again. It's just going to be a different flavor of the same thing. And then, you know, what's next, right?
Exactly. Well, you know what I think is next? I find this very interesting. We talk about Agenda 21, and we talk about the crazy things that they are they're proposing. You know, we've got Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York. He's building these little shoeboxes, like I mentioned earlier, and he wants you to pay $1,200 a month to live in a prison cell. But if you're in New Jersey, you might actually get to live in a prison cell. So they're acclimating you. They're getting used to the idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in San Francisco and you're a single person, what do you need all that room for? Go set up shop in your parking space, right? So now we've got and I call these people eco-fascists, okay? And that's what I refer to them as, and that's what you'll hear me refer to them as. Have you ever heard of the term ecocide, ladies and gentlemen? Do you have any idea what that is? I had no idea what that was until 2 days ago. And let me tell you something. It's incredible. By the year 2020, and this is up on the front page of my website, OccupyCorporatism.com. By 2020, these eco-fascists want to make ecocide the ultimate crime against the planet. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have Polly Higgins, champion for the planet. She is the Earth's first lawyer, and she's going to fight for the rights of the planet. And she has come up with some incredible schemes. She's got an Ecocide Act. She's got a proceeds of crimes, or basing her Ecocide Act on Proceeds of Crimes Act of 2002. She wants us to go to jail. She wants us to pay exorbitant fines. If anything that we do as a nation, as a corporation, or an individual, ladies and gentlemen, I'm being ridiculous here, but if you go and you litter, you're going to jail. That's what this woman wants.
I think it's more than that, though. Think about this. We're talking about the UN and NATO having control over individuals, corporations, and countries all over the world. So when we get back to Law of the Sea Treaty, think about that. You know, the Law of the Sea Treaty means that the UN will actually be able to come in here, take you out of the country, try you in a court, and, you know, that's up to them and their laws. You no longer have your constitutional protections.
Right. The UN has a tribunal, like David said, and it is appointed people by the UN. And so they make the decisions on whether or not a country or an individual or a corporation makes any decisions or gets or what remedies they can receive. Wow. A country takes another country to court internationally. It's a tribunal. And so that country has the right to say whatever they want. The UN appoints the people who run the tribunal. And then the UN essentially is deciding what those two countries end up doing.
So that means
If they don't do it, you have international mandates.
Mm-hmm. So that means that all of us sitting in our home right now could be in the future under this act subject to that type of law.
Exactly. Well, you've got these massive land grabs going on in Africa right now, and I've been reporting on this for months as well. The UN is involved in this, folks. They're buying up land from these farmers, throwing them off their land, burning down their homes, shooting them. I mean, it's depopulation too, less mouths to feed, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're taking over this land and they're giving it to Coca-Cola, Minute Maid. They're giving it to any other corporation that comes in.
Monsanto.
And they are growing food that is going to be exported out. So guess where all of our food is supposed to come from? Africa. This is the new agricultural hub. So if you're committing ecocide, thanks to Polly Higgins, and I think she's someone we need to pay attention to, but she's defined ecocide as, and I quote, the extensive damage to, destruction of, or loss of ecosystem or systems of a given territory, whether by human agency or by other causes, to such an extent that, listen to this, folks, peaceful enjoyment by the inhabitants of that territory has been or will be severely diminished. She's not just talking about the peaceful enjoyment of the humans or even the animals, you know, the deer and the raccoons. She's talking about the peaceful enjoyment of the blades of grass. She's talking about the peaceful enjoyment of the stink bug. She's talking about the peaceful enjoyment of the fire ants. If those animals, if those life forms' ability to enjoy a peaceful place to live is being impeded by you, a human, then guess what? You're committing ecocide. You need to go to jail.
You know, it kind of strikes me, though, that if you look at this in the Agenda 21 sense, that means that people will be restricted from putting new properties together. They won't be able to build a house. That means no new housing. I mean, potentially, right? But no new housing. No new places.
No, because in order to build a development or any structure, you have to disturb the natural land, the foundation that's underneath it.
Even a straw hut would technically fall under this control.
Sure.
Wow.
Because the hunter-gatherer societies that we have in Africa, they're living off the land. They're the most in tune with nature that you could be, except for some, you know, the people who live in rainforests. We, on the other hand, we mow down everything, tear everything up, break it apart, destroy it, and then lay down some concrete, and bam, there's a city. And then we usher in everybody into it.
Well, that's just the beginning. I mean, think about all of the mining that goes on and all of the garbage.
Oh, she's got stuff for that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she says that ecocide. Well, ecocide is so vaguely termed that large-scale land use change that causes the direct destruction of inhabitants. What inhabitants and how many?
Yeah, there's no definition, of course.
Eventually, it becomes humans are parasites, humans are the problem, and we know this. You know, they're trying to genetically engineer us that we're smaller, that our metabolic rates are higher, that we don't use up as many resources. They're trying to say that we can't eat meat, even though protein from meat is crucial to the neurological development of our brains. They're trying to say that cows emit too much flatulence. So just like the dinosaurs, they brought on global warming. The cows are bringing on global warming. This drives me nuts, ladies and gentlemen, because I've done a lot of research on this. I write a lot about climate change. And in my opinion, what we call global warming is the byproduct effects of all of the geoengineering that they've been doing since the 50s. Go look it up. Our U.S. government has been involved in geoengineering since the 50s. And globally, it's been since the 40s. But we've got women like Polly Higgins coming out of the woodwork telling us that any significant pollution, whether deliberate or accidental, is considered unacceptable. You're committing ecocide, and you need to go to jail. And then you have to pay the whatever fees, and I'm sure that they will be skyrocketed, blown out of proportion, to restore the area that you've destroyed to its natural state.
Right, but in order to get the machines and the equipment and all the stuff in there to do that, they're going to actually further destroy it, and so therefore they can use eminent domain and other things to, you know, create a completely new habitat. That's one.
And then they've got open cast mining, where it entirely destroys the landscape, right? They're blowing up these mountains. They really are, actually.
Yeah.
They're blowing up mountains for resources.
They literally blow the top and the sides of the mountains off and then strip it and then do it again and then strip it and do it again until there's no mountain left.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm originally from Florida. I appreciate living in the Great Northwest now. I love the mountains. I'm excited to see them every single day.
That's what's awesome.
And I think that that's horrible that they're blowing up these mountains. However, I don't think that individual humans should be thrown in jail because they're committing ecocide. Because, let's say, how many of us, ladies and gentlemen, took a magnifying glass and used the sun and played with the ants?
Yeah, frightened ant, right.
That's not, but according to Polly Higgins, that's ecocide. You're going to jail. How many of us, it's not good. We all live here. I recycle. I take care of my area, you know, and I don't litter. But how many of us have thrown things on the ground? Oh, here come the eco police. You're going to jail.
But we're talking about an international tribunal court here. We're not talking about just going down to the county jail with some handcuffs on. We're talking about an actual tribunal court that's ruled over by the UN, by these fascist jerks. Anyways, and you know, where is this all going to go to?
Well, according to the UN's Green Economy Report, the new millennium demands a new economic paradigm. And this is where the world's replacing our current economy with the green economy and taking out all environmental risk, ecological scarcities, and social disparities. This is the point. The people who built this thing are imploding it. We're seeing it with the fiat. We're seeing it with governments all over the world. Listen, over in the Eurozone, Tony Blair just came out last week and said, guess what, guys? Everybody who's in the Eurozone needs one president. These are individual countries, ladies and gentlemen. Greece is an individual country. So is Germany. So is France. So is Spain. Yada, yada, yada. But Tony Blair seems to think that just because they adhere to a single monetary system, that they need to be ruled by one person. This is what I'm talking about. This is what the alternative media has been talking about for decades. This is global governance. And this green economy report, these eco-fascists are using the environment, something that we should all care about. We should all care about the environment. We should all take care of it. I don't want to live in a cesspool either. I clean my house just like you do. I clean my front yard just like you do. I pick up trash when I'm out in public. I hope that you do as well. I recycle at home. I try to buy used goods instead of brand new because it's already been made. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you can't do any better than a cast iron skillet because I'm not dealing with the Teflon that I'm scraping off that's going to give me all kinds of cancer.
Yeah, actually, it kills animals if you burn Teflon.
It kills animals. What do you think it's going to do to you?
Wow.
So I'm eco-conscious, but they took a great idea, something that we should all be thinking about, and they turned it into eco-fascism. Yeah. They turned it into the necessity of engaging the private sector into a leveling of the playing field where green products outdo any other products, where your government, and guess where the money's coming from? It's coming from your tax dollars, where the government is saying, I'm going to do this to you whether you like it or not because it's internationally mandated, and that's just the end of it.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's eco-terrorism, actually, against humanity. And it's no different than carbon taxes. It's all BS. It's all just meant to make money off you and force you into a smaller box and tell you to comply. You know, it's ridiculous. This is the New World Order.
Yes, this is exactly. But we're seeing this unfold at massive. This speeding up is it blows my mind. It boggles my mind. I can't believe that we're going through this right now. And when we get back from this break, we're going to go into some more issues that I think is very, very important for you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you on the next, the other side of this break. Thanks, guys.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Hello, folks, and thank you for having joined us on the Real News Report. To wrap up this whole conversation, I just wanted to bring up, we all know what happened the last 4 years. I don't need to go into that. We all know that we've been lied to. I don't need to remind you. We all know that the game is rigged. Well, maybe some of us don't. But we just put back the commander in communism, the socialist extraordinaire, Barack Obama. Who knows where he was born? Who knows who his parents were? We do know that he likes Bill Ayers, who is a known communist. And we do know that Frank Marshall Davis, a known communist, is a mentor of his. But other than that, who is he? Barry Satoru? Who is this guy? We don't know who he is. But you know what we do know? He's in charge of our country. That should concern you. This man is in charge of our country. And in the last 4 years, he signed 141 executive orders, and all of them had to do with destroying your constitution and your constitutional republic and my constitution and my country as well. And this is something that we need to be concerned about. Because what do you think is going to happen in the next 4 years? Are we insane? Do we think that by doing the same thing over again, something good is going to come out of it when something really terrible came out of it the first time? Are we like that beaten wife who says, oh, no, no, he didn't mean to? Yes, he did. Yes, he does. And he's going to do worse. He's going to do worse in the next 4 years. He's already said the next day that he wants to tax you for breathing. Think about it, folks. Let's stop complying with the system. Let's just try it. See how it works. You know, don't take my word for it. You try it for yourself. Try supporting your local community. Try going to your community meetings. And when you hear them saying Agenda 21 rhetoric and propaganda, why don't you tell them where to go and how to get there? And bring some friends along with you, and they'll help you tell them where to go and how to get there. How about you stop putting your money in the bank who's trying to steal it from you and blame it on some nameless, faceless hacker group that is actually our own CIA? How about we be nice to each other and find out who we live next to and network and get to know each other so that when stuff happens, we're not left like people who believe in the system and they're up in the Northeast right now being shuttled to FEMA camps because they weren't preparing. Why don't you go out this weekend and buy some extra stuff? You know, stack it away in your house. Or better yet, how about you take 24 hours and don't buy anything? Don't support the system that is destroying you. These are just thoughts that I have. These are things that I do in my life. I'm just a farmer, folks. I'm just planting some seeds. I hope that some of you will do the research. I hope that some of you will do what I do on Occupy Corporatism. I hope that you'll go farther than I go. I'm just one man. I need all of you to help me. We can't do this alone. 5% of the population fought the first Revolutionary War. We don't need all of us, and we're not going to get all of us. But the ones that get it, if you're listening to my voice, you get it, and you can help me. And I'd like you to come back next week for the Real News Report. I want to thank No Messiah, who supports us and gives us their music to play. And if you want to listen to me 5 days a week on RBN, check out Pete Santilli at the Pete Santilli Show. Thank you again for joining us. And we'll be here next week at 2 p.m. Central Time for the Real News Report. Thanks, folks. Have a great one.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building